AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Leave it to the FBI. That's apparently what Attorney General Loretta Lynch plans to do with the investigation into Hillary Clinton's private email server during Clinton's time as Secretary of State. A Justice Department official says Loretta Lynch intends to accept whatever recommendations the career prosecutors and agents make in this case and not get further involved in it. Jerry Bodlander's in Washington.
A Justice Department official said that Lynch will formally announce the move later today. It comes just a few days after the Attorney General had an unplanned meeting with former President Clinton at the Phoenix airport, where she said they exchanged pleasantries discussing his grandchildren and other issues, but not the investigation.
Donald Trump plans to announce the name of his running mate at the Republican National Convention, which begins July 18th in Cleveland. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel says we're learning who it might be.
The presumptive Republican presidential nominee is said to be considering former House Speaker Newt Gingrich and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie out of what Trump has previously described as a short list of possible running mates. That's according to a person involved in the process who spoke on condition of anonymity.
Mississippi's new law allowing merchants with deeply held religious beliefs to deny services to gay couples will not take effect today as planned. A federal judge is blocking it, saying it's unequal treatment, which violates the Constitution. We're buying so many cars and trucks, we're about to set a record. Sales through June are expected to be up 2% over last year, according to Kelley Blue Book. Nissan sales jumped 13%. Other automakers are reporting later today. 43 million of us are traveling for the July 4th holiday. The AAA says that, too, is a record. This is AP Radio News. The Mega Millions drawing is tonight, and it's going up, up, up. Matt Small's got this.
$415 million. That's the amount of tonight's estimated Mega Millions jackpot, the 10th largest lottery prize in the nation's history. But a far cry from January's record $1.6 billion Powerball jackpot, split between players in three states. A single winner tonight could choose a lump sum payment of $286 million before taxes. Mega Millions is played in 43 states, plus the District of Columbia and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Matt Small, Washington.
A new study's been looking at suicide rates by occupation. The highest suicide rates were for farmers, lumberjacks, and fishermen, while the lowest were for librarians and educators. Researchers found the highest rates in manual laborers who work in isolation and face unsteady rates of employment. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.